Number to dial if you want to call us on any of these stories or others that we might be missing, 011-883-0702. Let's go now to our parliamentary correspondent, Babalwa Ndenze, who's been in touch with the SANDF in regard to that fire that took place in the area where fuel is kept at the Waterkloof Air Force Base. Babalwa, welcome. What is the SANDF saying about all of this?
Hi, John. The SANDF is saying that there's no foul play. They're quite insistent on this, that there's no foul play suspected. And the speculation that, you know, this could be sabotage of some sorts. And they're dismissing the speculation, and they're saying that the matter is still under investigation. But they do confirm that at about 7 p.m., it was contained within an hour of it broke out at the Waterkloof Air Force Base. And the cause of the fire and the magnitude of the damage and the cost of the damage to the bulk fuel depot will form part of the investigation. So it's contained to the fuel depot or the fuel, you know, part of Waterkloof. But still questions by, some members of parliament that I've, spoken to about the fire. Peter Groenewald, he's quite, involved in defense matters in the legislature. And he's also basically saying he's written to the defense minister, Thandi Modise, to get more information about this, for her to elaborate a bit more on causes of the fire. And I'm sure that response will depend on this investigation that the department is talking about. That's Brigadier General Andres Mahapa, who's basically saying that, they're still probing the matter. But questions, they're saying that sabotage could be an issue, Freedom Front Plus, and they want, complete transparency from the minister. And he will be submitting those written parliamentary questions as well to Minister Modise.
I suppose what I don't understand, Babalwa, and maybe there's nuance there that I haven't picked up, but if it's under investigation, how do you rule out foul play? I mean, I understand from what they've said in other parts of their statement that there was fuel leaking, but that still needs to be set alight.
Yes, indeed. I mean, we could kind of make that, we could find it that indeed that they might be looking into just more than just a fuel leak or what caused that fuel leak or the cause of the fire. But the statement is quite clear that the cause of the fire and the magnitude of the damage and costs are really all they'll be investigating. But for now, they're saying that nothing points towards foul play. But who knows, maybe after that investigation, we could be talking something different. And the Freedom Front Plus and is basically saying the same thing, John, that, we need as much information as possible, especially in light of what happened in Parliament on the 2nd of January. And they include this in their statement that, we can't, as South Africans, be sitting anxiously waiting for all this information when these institutions, a national key point, one of them, Parliament, almost burned to the ground, as well as a very strategic military base in Waterkloof, which we know that is used by, the foreign dignitaries and presidents. They also land at Waterkloof Air Force Base at some point. So there's, concern over these fires at these two places, so, close, apart. So there's that concern. And that's why there's this call for transparency when this investigation is finished.
Thanks very much, Babalwa Ndenze.